Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, we're back with another episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Tanya.
I'm Dorothy.
Yeah, and I'm still here.
Yes, and you didn't screw up the intro.
I know, and I always screw up the intro. And yeah, I didn't. So this episode is going to be real interesting. It's all, they're always interesting.
Yes.
But can I tell you what we're going to talk about?
Please do the breakdown.
Let's talk about breastfeeding. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about breasts. That's right. That's what we're going to talk about. Did you like that?
I love that. Yeah, you know, I love salt,
you with
pepper.
That. Yeah, I know. You did. I know you do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to be talking about breastfeeding. For real though, we're going to be talking about all the good things and all the bad things and where I'm at with that. And we'll touch base on what happened with your story again. I know we already talked about it in one of the previous episodes, but
yeah, I mean, now that I've experienced, you're going through it.
Yeah. We gotta revisit that. So, but before we do that,
let's do it. Let's do that.
The pop off.
I brought it back with Mal for a little bit.
You did.
And I was like, I don't even know where our imaging piece is for that.
Oh, I gotta find it. Yeah, I'll have to get that to you.
But yes, if you are new to this podcast, the pop off is where we break down the biggest moments in pop culture that have happened in the past week. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be, we can't talk about what happened, the tragedy with Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna. So sad.
Yeah.
She was 13 years old. Kobe and his daughter were one of nine people who died in that helicopter crash. And now it's coming out that there was terrible fog that morning in LA. Kobe and, you know, the other passengers, her teammates, her basketball teammates, were traveling from Orange County to go to Thousand Oaks for a basketball game.
Right.
And then they got caught in really bad traffic, or not bad traffic, I'm sorry, really thick, heavy, dense fog, like so bad that the LAPD didn't even fly their choppers.
It was like
that bad. So they thought the pilot is a vet in flying that route, you know, and he just didn't see the mountain.
So they did have a pilot, because I thought I read some people were saying that Kobe was flying the helicopter.
They had a pilot. He was very experienced. He had over like a 1,000 hours doing that route, flying in that area. And the fog was just so thick. Like, he tried to fly above it, he tried to fly below it. He thought he had cleared the mountain, and he didn't. They just ended up crashing into the side of a mountain.
Oh, they crashed into the mountain?
Yeah, and it was so, like, just hearing the news, getting that alert from TMZ on my phone, I just chills.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even begin to imagine what his wife is going through, like, at this moment, you know, like, being a mom and a wife, like, it's awful.
I know.
Like, you lose your husband, you, to even think about, like, losing one of your babies.
Yeah. I'll be completely honest right now. When I heard the news, I was devastated as well, but I'm not a sports girl.
Right.
I didn't watch basketball. I know that Kobe was a huge LA guy and very big to many people. So it was devastating to me. But then when I found out that his daughter died too, like, I'm going to be honest, I have a 27-day-old daughter.
Right.
I have not been able to let myself go there.
Yeah.
Like, way too in a fragile state where I've thought about it on and off today. I've been thinking about his wife, thinking about the other little girls.
Yeah.
Don't they have, like,
he has
an almost 1-year-old, like,
seven-month-old baby. Their baby is 1 month older than Buck.
So I was thinking about her.
Yeah.
Thinking about their baby and thinking about how demanding it is to watch for an infant, right? A baby. And then also have, like, that thick layer of grief on you.
Yes.
Like, how do you process that? Like, how do you move on? How is she feeling today? Like,
I'm sure she just doesn't think that it's real, you know?
She's got to be in that weird state, right?
It's such a weird state. And the most heartbreaking thing about it, too, is that the reason why Kobe has, who likes to travel by helicopter, is because he wanted to spend more time with his kids. Mm. Like, that's why he would take, it would take 15 minutes to go from helicopter from his house in Newport, right, to go to LA, like, to the Staples Center, because yeah, he said he was sick of missing their plays, missing their awards, missing school pickup. That's the reason why he would do it. And just, it's just, it's, you know, no words, you know, they're poor families. So definitely our thoughts, our prayers go out to Kobe's family and all of the victims who lost their lives, you know, moms, dads, kids, coaches, you know, it's just, it's an awful tragedy.
Yeah. Husbands, wives. Yeah. I mean, so many people affected.
And it, I mean, I felt like yesterday was just such an emotional day because you hear that news about Kobe. Then you go to the Grammys at night.
Girl.
I cried.
I would say,
cried.
How much did you cry yesterday? First of all, okay, let's lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, first of all, if you know Dorothy, then you know Dobro. Exactly. And Dobro is a bro. That's exactly who she is. And she doesn't cry. She doesn't feel.
No.
She doesn't process things.
No.
No. But since you had your little bro, your little Bach, you are, I don't, I want to say,
you.
I like, I don't know if I'm ever going to see Dobro again. I think she's
gone. Nah, you said, she's still,
okay.
But, no, but it just, it's totally.
You're a crier. Like, I'm a you're crier officially a crier.
Now. Oh my gosh. When Alicia Keys did that tribute and said, they're at the Staples Center, the house that Kobe built.
Yeah.
Then she brought out Boyz II Men and they sang It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. Tears. Then Camila Cabello comes out on stage.
Girl.
Okay, she sings the song. You never heard it before.
No.
It's called First Man.
Yeah.
She's singing it and you're listening to the lyrics and it's so emotional and you're like, who is she singing about?
Right.
Then she flashes home videos of her and her dad.
Yeah.
Then it comes to, she's walking up
right
to her dad, singing to him about.
And he's bawling.
He's crying. She's singing about, you know, he's the first man that loved her and showed her how to be loved, and it goes to the process of dating somebody, engaged, walking her down the aisle. Steven was a hot mess bawling. I know, you're
look at my eyes, like they're full on watery.
It was so, it changes you, you know, you're just thinking, you're putting yourself in that place of her dad and just all encompassing, imagining going through that, walking your daughter down the aisle and then her singing back to you, you know.
No.
It was great.
Again, I can't go there right now. Like, I am too fragile. Like, way too.
Don't watch the Grammys on DVR because you will also cry when you see Demi Lovato's comeback performance.
Ooh.
Sis, that was so powerful.
From the get, though, she started singing and she was like, let's start over, because she started crying, right?
She started crying. Although that kind of seemed a little bit planned.
You thought so? Okay,
oh, yeah.
Wait,
I thought it was a little bit planned.
Okay, I thought I was the only one that thought that, because I saw that and I was like, I wonder if she, like, if they were like, if you happen to start crying in the beginning, it'll be okay. Yeah. Wink.
You know, I mean, not anything to take away from Demi, but that did take a little bit stage. But I mean, when you think about Demi's performance of her song called Anyone, she had said previously that this, looking back, she wrote this song 4 days before she OD'd, and it was such a cry for help. And she's singing it and she's going through those emotions. You're feeling every single word.
Yeah.
And, you know, so powerful. I gave her a standing ovation inside my kitchen.
In your house?
In my house. I was just like, yes, sis. Yes. Like, it was so good.
It was very good. The lyrics were great. When she was singing it, it actually sounded, looked, felt like a cry for help. Like
exactly.
You said, like, I can only imagine when she's actually writing it, right? Those four days before she overdosed, how even more powerful it was. But then just actually present that in front of a stage at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
This is your comeback. Like, this is the first time that we see you in a long time. Her voice was so powerful.
Yeah. She nailed it.
Just, you know, amazing.
Welcome back, Demi.
I know. And I really hope that this elevates her, you know, and puts her on a good path.
Yeah. And she looked healthy too.
She looked great.
You know?
She looked great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Real quick, last thing about the Grammys.
Say it.
What did you think about Billie Eilish winning all the awards?
Thank you for being on my level. Because I was like, I know we're not going to talk about this. Okay. First of all, I'm Billie Eilish. She deserves it. Honestly,
sis, just say it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay. I don't not get it. But I also don't totally get it. Okay. Like, every time she was up for a Grammy, I was like, give it to Lizzo. Give it to Lizzo.
Me too.
Give it to Lizzo.
Me
she deserves too. It. She deserves it. And then Billie Eilish kept winning her and her green hair.
And like, her brother. I mean, that's kind of cute that her and her brother made the music sweet. And they went together. I get it. That's sweet. Yeah. But I agree with you 1,000%.
Oh, man. I mean, good for her. I hope she does more and she's... You know, I just don't hope. I hope that this doesn't go to waste.
Yeah,
I would hate for this to be like a one-time thing, and then bye, we never hear from Billie Eilish again. You know, while Lizzo over here has been like working for 26 years. No, not 26 years, but you know what I mean—a long time
living out of her car. And,
That last—I think it was the last award that she won. Where it was a very quick speech.
Yeah, she just said thank you.
Bye.
I mean, yeah, because she was. I mean, she did make history. Billie Eilish. Let's give her credit that she won. She was the only female artist to sweep all four major categories.
Best album
of the year, song of the year, record of the year, best new artist. She's the only person who's ever done that in the same year.
Okay.
So you know, let's give her props.
Yes.
Shout out to her being a female woman doing it all.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
But damn, can Lizzo get some love?
I know. Poor Lizzo did. Win pop performance, right?
Yeah, she won a couple of Grammys. She walked away with 3 Grammys.
Oh, she did. Yeah. Good. I like thought she only got one. Okay, well, I'm a little more happy now.
Yeah, and I thought Ariana Grande should have gotten a little bit more love. She should have won too.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's your pop off.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I like that. I could keep going, but yes, that's good. Nice, short and sweet.
Yes.
Now let's talk about breasts. Okay. I'm not gonna say
I
it
was
again.
About to oh, you're get ready? You
you're
right
ready?
Now.
Okay. Let's talk about breastfeeding because. Yeah. I told you in the last episode, I had briefly mentioned it. Anyone that has asked me, how are you doing? I literally am like, I'm doing great. But breastfeeding is killing me. Yeah. Like it is so hard.
Right.
And that's the truth.
And I don't understand why nobody has said that before. Before us going through it, it is the hardest thing I think I had ever experienced in my life is breastfeeding.
I said it last time. I think breastfeeding is harder than my labor and delivery.
Yeah.
And my labor was not easy. Okay.
I mean, yes. From last episode, it was not.
It was not easy. And I will give a shout out to one person. Like in my pregnancy, there was one person that did DM me and said, girlfriend, stop reading about the next week of your pregnancy, stop reading about labor, stop reading about delivery, and start reading about breastfeeding because that's going to be really hard. One person said that to me and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, okay, sure.
We should have paid more attention to that.
We should have. And if you are pregnant right now or you're planning on getting pregnant or, you know, even if you've had a baby, you probably feel us right now. Prepare for breastfeeding as much as you can. That being said, not much you can do.
Right. You're not going to know what it's like until you're actually doing it.
Right. Because you need that baby to find out how it's going to be.
Right. Did you take a breastfeeding class before Marina came?
I did not. I did see a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a waste of time and money. I was actually kind of mad because I thought, here I am trying to be proactive about breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I see a consultant and even she was like, well, there's not really much we can do, you know,
until she's
baby's
here.
Not here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what am I paying you for? This is stupid. I was so mad. But it's true. I mean, other than reading up on it, which I do think that's something I missed. I could have read more. I could have been prepared mentally a little bit more on that. There's not much you can do.
Yeah. So, talk to me about your experience.
Please. Let me vent.
Breastfeeding.
Let's
hear it.
Let me vent. So, you know, right out the gate, when they put Marina on my chest and I remember I was saying, I want to see, like, can we please put her to the boob? Like, I want to see, like, can we do this? Like right away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Marina surprised me. She opened her mouth real big. Okay. Real big. And you know, she latched and everyone, all the nurses were like, oh my God, you guys are doing great. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Cause I'll be honest, you know, do you remember... You remember that dream I had about breastfeeding my baby?
Yes.
It's in one of our last episodes. I'm not going to revisit because it was embarrassing. Okay, basically I saw Dorothy's nipple and it was actually my best friend's nipple who I've seen on your body, on my body feeding my baby. Yeah. But the reason why I had that dream was because I was already feeling insecure about breastfeeding and I was already feeling like it's not going to be able to do it. My mom couldn't do it. Like, I don't think I could do it. I feel weird about my nipples. Like, I don't have like the perfect nipples, whatever that is.
I don't think anybody has a perfect nipple, you know what, by you're the right. way. By the way.
Not all nipples are created equally. Mm-hmm. That is true, which I've learned. But I was very insecure about my nipples. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think my boobs are great, but I just don't, I didn't think that they were like good nursing nipples.
Sure.
Whatever that is. And so I was already feeling insecure about it. So when I felt or saw Marina like latch and everyone was happy for us, I was like, oh my God, like I'm doing it. We're doing it. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like it just was, I was so happy. All right. Hours later, still at the hospital, they have a lactation, like a nurse or a consultant come specialist come in. They make sure that you're doing it right. The baby's getting the colostrum. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm still in my head doubting myself. I'm like, I don't know. Can you check me? Can you check us? And they're like, no, you guys are doing great. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, God damn, we're doing great. Like, high five, Marina. High five. You know? And JJ's like, stop like overthinking it. You should keep telling you you're doing great. And I'm like, all right, I'm doing great. Like, I'm gonna stop. So we finally go home, you know, and I'm breastfeeding her as what I think, and she's on for a long time. And days, you know, the days that are following are when we come home. I'm feeding her for what I think is forever on each boob. It feels like forever.
It definitely
does it not?
Feels like
when
it.
You first start breastfeeding, it just feels like you are just boobs. Like,
that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Like, that's it.
All day long.
Prepare for that.
All day.
Sister wives, prepare for that because it's a little, not depressing, but it's a little like, is this all I'm good for? Like, is this the rest of my life? I remember thinking that. Is this the rest of my life? I'm just going to be sitting on this couch in this corner.
Titties
like,
out.
Titties out. Yes, exactly. Like, is this the rest of my life? But it's not. It's not the rest of your life. It evolves. And then after I was done nursing her, I'm thinking, cool, I'm going to put her down. I'm going to have a snack. No, because then Marina would start what they call rooting.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, she's looking like, for a nipple.
Looking for the nipple, mm-hmm. biting her, or trying to bite her hands, showing all the signs that she's still hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That was frustrating for me because I'm like, you were just on me for like 45 minutes.
Right.
How are you still hungry? Like, are you playing me at 5 days old?
Yeah, she is.
Like, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
Well, we thought so. So we're like, there's no way she could still be hungry. And then, you know, we did that first visit to the doctor. Mm,
the 2 day visit?
Yeah. And she's like, well, okay, well, she's dropped some weight, which is normal. But once your milk comes in, let's check her weight again. So my milk came in the next day. We go back in 2 days. They're like, because your milk has come in, her weight should be up more, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Her weight was not. Her weight was down.
Really?
Yes. So then they're like, let's try again in 2 more days. Come back in 2 more days. Her weight should be up.
Oh my gosh. So okay. Let me get this straight.
Yes.
You come from the hospital. You have your regular 2 day checkup.
Right.
You come back 2 days later. And then again, 2 days later.
Yes.
So you've gone to see the doctor 3 times already within the week.
Sure.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And her weight was down again, Dorothy. So for me, and I'm sure that a lot of women, mm-hmm. I mean, when you decide to breastfeed and you take that on exclusively,
mm-hmm.
you're the only, their only food source, right?
Right.
So when their weight is dropping, you feel like a failure.
Yeah.
You have all that pressure on you that baby is only can only eat from you.
Sis,
right?
Preach. Yes, that's exactly how I felt. I understand you 1,000% right there.
I mean, those were my darkest days, you know, and even then I was like still in high spirits and stuff. But it was like I would wake up very optimistic. I'm like, let's take this on today. Yeah. Like, we're going to do it, you know, and then I would get to the doctor, and then when they tell me that her weight was down again, it would just shatter me. It would completely shatter me. And I just, it was a lot. So I saw a lactation specialist. We paid for another one, which I didn't want to do. I didn't want to pay again because I'm like, what if we don't, what if this is not successful? Like, what if breastfeeding is not for me and we go to formula in 2 days and here I am paying like over $100 to see a specialist? You know what I mean? So, but my husband JJ was like, he encouraged me to do it. He was like, let's just do it. So I go, I did that. Okay, here are some things that I did to try my best. Went and saw a lactation specialist, which I do think you should do. It can be a lot of money, but to have that one-on-one visit,
yeah,
for them to literally like inspect everything and check out what is going on, it's worth it. I also bought a nursing bra.
Yes.
Did you have one?
I had a nursing bra.
My best friend told me, please get yourself one, and I did not listen to her.
Yeah.
And then when I finally did it, it was so much better because if you're pumping, to have that hands free,
right,
you know, or right, to have right, that right, right, quick let down of your bra.
Yeah.
Nice. And the breast friend pillow.
Game changer.
Right.
Game changer.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. Another gift from my best friend.
Yeah.
I know that they have, there's boppies and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the breast friend is, friend I think is
it
better,
works,
right?
I think it works best. That's what the hospitals have.
Yeah.
And when I was going through like my struggle with it too, I did go to, at Sharp, they have lactation classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, or a support group is what it's called.
Okay.
So that's like when you bring your baby in, it's kind of like when, instead of having the lactation consultant come to you, you go to them with the other group of women.
Right.
And all they had was, they had breast friends.
Yeah.
All around us.
So the boppy kind of just like is a big pillow that like wraps around you.
Yeah.
Kind of like a C shape or a U shape, which is great too. That works too. But the breast friend, it's like specifically, the foam is specifically to support your back when you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a wide front part for the baby and then it like buckles on you.
Yeah,
so like,
and you can tighten it to adjust.
Yeah, it's just
to
great, guys. It's just great. Anyway, those things and then also a support group. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Because at the support groups, what they do is they weigh the baby first. Then you nurse them. They weigh the baby first to get how much they weigh. Then you nurse them. So that they can, and then you weigh them afterwards so you can see how much they took in.
Right.
And that was the game changer for me because, again, I thought we had a good latch. She's on my boob. I look like, it feels like we're doing the damn thing. And then when I went to weigh her after I've nursed her, she hasn't taken anything in. She was not any heavier. So she was on my boob for a whole 30 minutes.
So she wasn't drinking at all?
So I'm looking at her, the consultant's watching her.
Right.
We're all like, she's latched.
Yeah.
You know, she's like swallowing. You can see her jaw moving.
Yeah.
Like she's got all the signs. What had happened was what we figured out with the one-on-one is that she's sucking, but she's not sucking enough.
Okay.
So she's like getting trickles and aww, she's probably just more like comforted and
right,
it's nice
right,
for
it's
her.
A soothing thing. Because that's how a lot of the times babies do that too.
Yes. And she's still eating. Because it's still coming out, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
Like she's not getting enough from me. And so that's what it is. And so now we have to do things to strengthen her jaw and strengthen her suck. And it's just a whole.
Shit, what do you got to do for that?
Well, there's a thing called a feeding tube.
Oh, like with a syringe.
Yes, with a syringe.
That's what I had to do too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did that so that she could practice her sucking and like just strengthen it. I don't know. Anyway, end of the day, here we are, 27 days.
And how are you feeling?
And
how,
I'm
what's
feeling
your stance here?
Better because her weight is up. And her weight is up because we have been supplementing, meaning I'm nursing her on my boobs. And then when she doesn't get enough from me and she's still hungry, we give her any of the milk that I've pumped.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little time consuming, but I don't care. It's working. My baby's weight is up and she's
good,
healthy, right?
Good.
Another thing that we've done, which was really hard for me to do, was when I didn't have any pumped milk and I wasn't producing enough, we gave her formula.
Okay.
That
and there's
was hard.
No shame
I
in
know.
That.
Can we say that there, again, sis?
There is no shame in formula.
Thank you. Because you know what? While I was pregnant, I read a lot. Breast is best. Breast is
right,
best.
Right.
Breast is best. Which is best.
If you can do it.
You can do it. Yes. Don't waste that. You know what I mean? But really, fed is best. Fed is best. Okay. And that's what a lot of people have been telling me. Yeah. Don't be upset. Don't, yeah. you know, don't get down on yourself, because fed is best.
Right. Your baby's getting food, still getting nutrients.
Yes.
Just not through your breast milk. And that's the biggest thing that we need. We need to say it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay if you can't. Don't feel like a failure, because that was the hardest thing. I mean, I cried about it to you. Yeah. Like, I felt when I made the call to be like, all right, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I'm not. I feel like I'm failing my son, but you're not.
Yeah.
You know, you're failing your son if you're not feeding your son.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And you have to remember that, you know, like, what is more important? Like, your baby losing weight, but only being exclusively breastfed, or your baby gaining weight and you giving your baby some formula, whichever way. For me, we have supplemented only a few times with formula, but I have it here for when I'm ready to make, if I do need to make the jump.
Yeah.
And if not, then that's fine too. You know, like, whatever you choose to do, again, fed is best. Yes. Right? And I'm saying that for myself too, because it was very hard for me to do that. It was, for a while I was stubborn. Mm-hmm. For a while I was like, no, I don't want to do formula. Let me just try this again. Let me just try another day, you know, until finally my doctor was like, I'm going to give you a sample of formula so you can have that at home. And if you don't have any milk that you've pumped and she's just not taking any from you, give her formula.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for my doctor for doing that, for putting the formula in my hands, because once we gave her the formula, it was hard at first, but then it was like a huge relief.
A huge weight lifted off of you.
It was like the biggest breath you ever took, ever.
Yeah.
Because it was like the pressure was off of you. Yeah. It's like, okay, I did it. Like,
right.
Now she has another food source, you know, and she's going to be okay. And we're going to be okay. Right. It's not even just about her. I'm sorry.
It's your sanity.
It's your sanity. And my husband's, because you know what I mean? He's got all what they could just, all
everybody
they could do
was, is way happier all around.
Did that happen for you
too? It absolutely did.
It like put color on my face.
Yes.
Like,
because I remember going through the days. I mean, I'm sure you did it, where you were saying you had the great days of like, the baby's drinking and the baby's getting milk. Right. And then the other days where it's just so painful. Yeah. It's the worst pain you've had in your life. And then to find out that your baby's not even drinking, it's like, it's so depressing where it's like, you don't even want to you want to give up.
And that's the thing too, because I would just keep thinking like, is this the rest of my life? And obviously you're not going to breastfeed for the rest of your life, but it feels like forever, you know. And it's only been like, at that point, like 7 days, you know. So that's where I'm at now. You know, her weight is up. We're so happy. Just had a doctor's appointment today. The doctor was even like, you look different. And I was like, cool. What happened with my baby? Can you tell me my baby's doing? She's like, I'm not worried about your baby. I'm worried about you. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But she's so happy. And
she's so alert, Tanya. Marina had like the biggest, she gave me 100 looks in like 2 seconds.
She's got a lot of looks.
Yeah.
Looks with LEWKS. So okay.
Yes. Okay.
yes. Yeah, no. So we're all happy. JJ's happy. I'm happy.
Good.
Yeah. So, if you're in this spot, you know, again, and you know what? For some people, they got a perfect nipple. Their baby's got a perfect latch. Everyone's all good. And breastfeeding is easy for you. It's not painful. It's just flowing. You got great production. You know what? High five, sister wives. High five, sister wives. Seriously, yes. That should be celebrated.
Yes.
But from what I hear,
that's a lot harder.
It is not that easy.
Yeah.
But for some, I mean, there are some people that I've seen where they're just like, yeah, it was, you know, just beautiful. And I'm
stop
like,
lying. Okay. Stop lying. Let's get real. Let's get real about the three best and worst things about breastfeeding.
You go first, sis.
Me go first?
Yeah, okay. And do worse first. So we can end on a high note.
On a high note. Yes. Okay. Here are from my experience of breastfeeding for about a month with my son.
Yes.
The top three worst things were, number one, the pain.
Ooh, sis, can we talk about that?
It hurt so bad. My right side always hurt the fucking worst. Okay. Like, I'm mad thinking about it.
And listen, if you're listening and you plan on breastfeeding, or you know what I mean, like you see this in your future, I don't want this to scare you. We're just trying to keep it real.
Yes. Because people will paint a beautiful picture. And let's be honest, It's not always beautiful.
It's not always beautiful.
It's not, because people get, I mean, I didn't have it, but my friend had like cracked, sore nipples. They were bleeding. It mm-hmm. was bad. Mm-hmm. Like the pain of it mm-hmm. is awful.
Yes. Why was it painful for you?
It was painful for me because I had to use a nipple shield.
Yes.
Because, you know, guess what? I had inverted nipples. That happens.
So was it painful pre-shield or post-shield or both?
Both.
Really?
Well, pre-shield, no milk was coming out. He was getting any.
Got it.
So I had to do a shield, and the suction of it and then him sucking, he had a good latch, but it was just, I like, you know, when they suck like your nipple, you can see in the shield that it's like, it's pulling it out and in and out and then
doing it. Ain't pretty. And, it ain't right? pretty. Can I just say that?
Yeah. It's
why
not.
Does it look like mini hot dogs? Like, why?
Yes. And the shield's like plastic, you know, so you see it and you're like, God damn.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So the pain of it.
Can I piggyback on your pain?
Yes.
Because my right side was so painful, right? And I just, and here's the thing, leaving the hospital, I just thought, this is what it is.
That's what
you
I
got to
do.
You just got to do
you,
it.
You suck it up.
Yep. You do it for your kid, yep. right? You just yep. got to be painful. Just got to be painful. Get home from the hospital. I'm taking a shower. I look in the mirror. Why do I have a scab on my titty?
Shut what?
Yes. Yes, sis.
It was raw.
Yes. Oh. And so I was like, what happened here? Like, oh. why? Yeah, girl.
I'm sorry.
And I had
that
to keep
hurt.
Giving my baby that titty with the scab.
Honestly, I had a little PTSD about it because there were times when Sim was like, babe, just try again. And I would cry just thinking
yeah.
about the pain.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
would do it, but I would just cry
yeah.
knowing
yeah.
that pain was about to happen.
Yeah. Luckily for me, when I saw the scab, it was on its way out. So like it was just a few days okay. after that where we were okay. done with it. But let me tell you, that was not pretty.
All right.
I'm sorry for everybody right now.
Number two worst yeah. thing about breastfeeding for me was not producing enough milk and feeling like a failure. That was my worst, one of the worst things.
Yeah.
And number one, well, I guess we shouldn't say number one, two, or three. These are all equally bad things that were for me.
Okay.
But how time consuming it was. Because when I was breastfeeding, it was 15, 20 minutes on the right side, 15, 20 minutes on the left side.
Yep.
So that's 30 to 40 minutes there,
right? Let's
just
say like 45, 50. Let's just say an hour because okay. by the time you get them to latch, by yep. the time you find a good yep. spot, yep. by the time yep. everything.
And then after that, you're supposed to pump right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another 30 minutes.
Yep.
So all in all, you've got like, it's an hour and a half at least.
Yeah. And how many how often does your baby eat?
Every 2 hours.
So what, you got 30 minutes to do what? Go to the bathroom and wipe
yes,
your ass?
Yes,
like that's it?
Yes.
And then it's all over again.
Okay. That's the
yes.
that was awful.
Time consuming.
And that's your life. That's how you feel, you know? And you're doing it because it's beautiful and you love your baby
yes.
and you're providing for your baby. So you suck it up and
right.
you do it. But it doesn't mean that it can't be awful at the same time.
No, exactly. Exactly. And again, we're venting here. So stay with us, guys. Okay. We know this is not for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know that this doesn't last forever. It's temporary.
Yes.
You got to remember that when you're breastfeeding, it's all temporary.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
it can be as long as you want and it can be as short as you want.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in that.
Okay. What about you? What are your three worst okay. things, Tanya? Mm-hmm.
Worst things on top of yours. Cause okay. I agree with all of that. Number three or number one, whichever, is the pressure. There's just mm-hmm. a lot of pressure mm-hmm. about breastfeeding, mm-hmm. right? It's natural, but because it's natural, it should be beautiful. Well, it's not, okay? It's just because it's natural, it's easy. No, it's not. Like, stop lying. Why is everyone lying
yeah.
to me? You know, it's funny because I follow a lot of Instagram accounts that are like breastfeeding, you know, Instagram accounts, and they just make it look so damn beautiful.
They do.
And it's just not. You know what I mean? I think JJ took a picture of me once, like me, like with my boob out and like hunched over and just
yeah.
asleep, and she's like, you know, on me. It's,
right.
like, it's just not glamorous. It's really not. And I think that it can be at times, but most times, at least for me, it was not. So,
mm-hmm.
and that goes with the pressure of it having to look a certain way or feel
right.
a certain way or
right.
produce a certain way.
Right.
Lots of pressure that goes along with breastfeeding. And that really effed me up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure. Another thing that I put on my worst list is that it makes me kind of hate my body.
Oh, why?
Tell me if you felt this way, because
okay.
there have been a lot of times where I'm just like, if I only had, and I don't want to cry, but if I only had different nipples, right?
Yes.
If I had better yes. nipples, if yes. like my milk production was just flowing out,
right.
if
right.
like, you know, it's not my baby's fault, it's my fault.
Yes.
Like my, it's yes. because my boobs are like this, you know what I mean? Which I love my boobs, okay? But I've never not liked my body,
yeah.
specifically my breasts, as much as I have in the past couple of days mm-hmm. From the breastfeeding. It just, it really, I don't know how many times I went to that place in my head where I'm like, if my body could be like, it could only be different, right? Like, why can't I have better boobs? Why can't I have better nipples?
Yeah.
Like, why can't, you know, that's horrible. Yeah, that does a lot to you. It's like, you're already going through a million other things postpartum. Like,
right.
you don't need to also hate
yourself.
Boobs, hate yourself, hate your body, you know?
No, I agree with you on that. Because you are like, after having birth, your body's trying to balance itself back out. So yeah. your hormones are everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that. I didn't like that it made me do mm-hmm. that. And then another thing is that my ass hurts.
Your ass?
My ass.
From sitting down
from
so much.
Sitting and nursing my baby so damn much. Yes. Nobody has said that ever. No one. I was like, can I get up? Can
no.
I walk? Yeah. I'm like constantly glued. I literally have a breastfeeding station.
Yeah.
It's got
yeah.
tissue. It's got my vitamins. It's got, yes. you know, little
your pillows,
wipies.
All
it's
your
got
pillows.
Pillows. It's got my yeah. pump. It's got the silicone, the shield. Like,
yeah.
And my ass sits there. How many days? How many hours are there? 24 hours.
Yeah, you're there
20 12. Hours a day. No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, you're constantly sitting and nursing.
Yeah,
sitting
you're attached.
Nursing,
you're
sitting
honestly
and nursing.
And you're attached to your pump when
pump.
You're not.
I don't got, you know, I know there are some
wireless ones.
Wireless ones.
Like cord, or, you know, one where you're not plugged into the wall. Portable yeah, ones is the word
portable,
I'm looking for.
Portable. Cordless. Whatever. Yeah. Yes. Well, I got mine for free through my insurance,
exactly.
okay? I'm not trying to pay $1,200 for a pump, okay?
Yes.
So nobody told me that my ass was going to hurt so yeah. bad, and my ass hurts so bad.
You need a pillow just for your ass.
Right? I just want to stand up. I just want to stretch sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
it. Those are the three worst things about right. breastfeeding for me. There are a lot more, but we're only doing the top three. So.
okay, your three best things about breastfeeding.
Okay.
Let's hear them.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this is a typical one, but it is very bonding. Like
yeah,
it's a
I had
bonding
that too.
Moment with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said that, but I didn't understand it until I finally did it. But I know that there's a lot of pressure with breastfeeding, but also when you're able to do it, it is
rewarding.
It is so rewarding. Or like really, I know this might be weird to those who have not experienced it, but when you're feeding your baby, when you're nursing your baby and their eyes are wide open and they're just like looking at you and they're just like, I just feel like she's just like, thanks mom, this is the best ever.
Oh,
and I'm like, great, because yeah. I can't cook. This is going to be the best meal you ever eat, okay? But
and
you know
the,
what I mean?
Yeah, and yeah. it's the satisfying sounds of like the...
Yeah, it's really cute. Yeah. It's really sweet. And it's that one-on-one time with your baby,
yeah.
you know? And especially like in those like late or very early morning hours when
mm-hmm.
like everything's quiet and it's just like you and that baby if you're awake and you're just you two, you know,
right,
it
right.
feels great. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's another best thing about breastfeeding is as much as it makes me hate my body, it makes me love my body too. When you're on the other side of mm-hmm. things, like you can, hopefully you never have to experience hating your body and hopefully you only can think about how awesome it is
mm-hmm.
that our bodies do this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not crazy? Like from the beginning, how our bodies produce this, right? Or how
yes.
how did my baby know to open her mouth
yeah.
that wide? Like
yeah.
how did she know that?
How nature works. Just even from the beginning where when you think about just the little cell that your baby used to be
yes.
in your uterus, growing.
Yeah, and now.
And then now. Giving your baby some more life.
It's a
yeah.
literally circle of life, like this,
yeah.
our bodies, right?
Yeah.
And so that's wonderful, or just how it all works, right? Like we have to like be stimulated in order to produce more. Like,
right.
And then when we produce, like it's just
yeah.
great. And then
your baby being on your breast, it triggers your body to
yes.
produce more milk.
That skin to
you know?
Skin,
yeah.
it's very important. It's
yeah.
just so crazy. The science.
Yeah.
It makes you feel real awesome.
Right.
Like superwoman, like
yeah.
on top of the world. So as much as it makes me not like my body, it makes me love my body and all of our bodies. And another best thing about it was that you don't have to pay for formula. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Oh my God. Those are all very, very valid points. Formula is very expensive. Formula, that's what I'm at right now.
So it's expensive. It's so,
especially if you get like a name brand, like he's on Similac and at Costco, that shit is like $34 a box.
And that's supposed to be a deal at Costco.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Is it a deal?
It is a deal. It is the cheapest at Costco. But okay, what I found out is that Costco used to sell their generic, their Kirkland brand was manufactured at the same factory where Similac is, which is made by Abbott.
Okay.
And so I was like, what the fuck? Why am I not buying fucking Kirkland stuff right now? So I bought a shit ton of Kirkland ones, right? Because they're the yellow tops.
Okay.
But they recently changed the formula, so I'm kind of upset about that.
Oh.
But the generic Kirkland one, if you look inside, the little scoop says Abbott, which is the same one as Similac.
Oh, damn. They're not even trying to hide it.
They were.
It's like their vodka, right? Yeah, it's like supposed to be like Grey Goose, right?
Yeah. So they changed their formula. I don't know exactly. I need to do a little more research to see which name brand it is. When I find out, I will hook you up, sister.
Please let us know. Okay. Let us know, please. Okay.
But if you see any yellow tops at Kirkland, at Costco, know that that's the Similac that you're getting there.
Good to know. Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, it can be expensive, but it still is expensive.
It
could be a little cheaper if you go to Costco, get that yellow top.
And to add one more thing to your list, because you and I pretty much had the same thing.
Okay.
One more good thing about breastfeeding is while you're pumping, you can catch up on TV.
That's your alone time.
That's your alone time. Okay. You catch up on your TV. You can catch up on your books. You can get on social media or do whatever. Because that really is like you're literally stuck there for 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah. Pumping. Again, get yourself a good hands-free pumping bra so that your hands can be free and you're not holding those pumps.
Yeah.
Catch up on social media. Watch that video you couldn't watch because it was too loud when the baby was sleeping. Watch Real Housewives of
whatever city. I literally watched the entire show of Schitt's Creek on Netflix while I was
the
pumping.
The whole series?
Oh, I'm like all caught up now.
That's a very you show. I feel like you
so
love
funny.
It, right?
It's so funny.
My husband watches. Yeah. I watch it in there. Yeah. But, yeah, no, those are all great. These are all great things. And again, remember that fed is best.
Yes.
Okay. Breast is great, but fed is best. And that, I think that's like what I want people to take away most from this is that we should not be ashamed of turning to formula.
Agreed.
And I'm saying that I'm not saying I was a former shamer, but I was, I think, formerly maybe ashamed.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't say it, but looking back now, like I really didn't want to do it. Why
going through it when I was like, he's starting formula, like you feel like, fuck, people are judging me about it, you know? And let's not judge the moms, okay? Fed is best.
That's right. And you know what? I was a formula baby and look at me, I'm kind
we
of
all
okay.
We all were. Because back then, that's what the doctors told our parents.
Yeah, right. I know. And that's what my doctor said today. She was like, I think we should start like not pushing formula, but just like pushing that it's okay because there is so much shame around formula. And it really shouldn't be that way. You know,
I agree.
And let's be a little more real about breastfeeding too.
Yes.
If you got a sister, if you got a sister wife, if you got a friend, if you got a friend that is pregnant, let them know that breastfeeding is going to be hard. Try to prepare them. Try to give them what you know, and you know, don't scare them. Sorry if we've scared you, but you know, hopefully we have it. It's wonderful. Breastfeeding is wonderful. No matter how long you do it, I think everyone should try it.
Yes.
All you can do is try your best. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's all you can ask for you and your baby. And honestly, you know your body. You know what you can do. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Woo. I feel real good. I've been holding that in because like it's been a lot. It's been on my mind and I'm currently going through it right now. Yeah. So.
Well, I am glad. This is why we are here. This is why we are the Real Wives in Radio podcast. So make sure you guys are please continuing to spread the word about us, sharing it with your family, your friends, your husbands, your boyfriends. Rate and subscribe us.
Yeah.
We love to see that stuff. You know, we're trying to get ourselves a show, like a real show on the radio.
Oh, what? No, I'm just like, yeah, we are though. Yeah, we are. I'm not trying to be stupid about that. We are trying to get ourselves a show. But yeah, and then, you know, you can always message us on Facebook. You can message us on Instagram, especially for me. You know, like I'm pumping a lot, so I got some time.
You got some time.
So we'd love to hear what you think, how you're feeling, any comments, anything that we're missing, you know, mm-hmm. please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. I love interacting with our sister wives That's and brother right. husbands.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. That's right. At Real Wives and Radio is where you can find us on social media. Mine personally is at Dorothy on Air.
And mine is at I'm Tanya Gonzalez. And on Facebook, we're just Real Wives in Radio.
Yeah. So. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.